Hey, you guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 132 of Maestro on the Mic, doing it Thursday shorty style. In today's episode, I'm recapping the absolutely incredible response that I had to the Instagram challenge that I hosted a few weeks ago, and I'm wrapping up the episode with a very specific call to action for you guys. So let's hop on into this thing. But first, DJ, give me that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, and welcome back to it yet another episode of Maestro on the Mic. So about 2 weeks ago, I hosted an Instagram challenge, right? A free 7-day Instagram challenge, and it nearly killed me, but it was absolutely phenomenal. Now, I hosted this thing mainly because I love this platform, or that platform, I should say, so freaking much, and I wanted everyone else to love it as much as I do. And I wanted them to see, you know, all the people that participated, I wanted them to see the power of this platform and how good it really could be. So I wanted to use this episode as a way to, you know, just recap it a little bit, but more so to combat one of my biggest fears with the platform. So I have gone back and forth about how to create an episode like this for a few months. And, you know, my biggest fear with the platform is that people won't post, or that people don't post because they're scared of what other people might say. They're scared of the bullying, they're scared of the policing, and so they just don't say anything at all. And that worries me because people have really good freaking things to say. And so it was my hope that with this challenge, people would take a leap and try to post and see the magic, you know, unfold right before their eyes. And you guys, it freaking happened. Like, the last time I checked this, so I had a hashtag associated with the challenge, for those of you that are not familiar, and the hashtag is hashtag Maestro Show Up to Blow Up. And the last time I checked, that hashtag had over 4,200 posts associated with it. I'm absolutely floored. 4,200 posts associated with it. So I did a story the other day because I was still riding the high of this incredible outpouring. Just amazing people and just people connecting. And it's what I want Instagram to be. And, I, you know, I'm riding that high and I was like, how can I keep the momentum going? And so I hopped on stories and I was like, guys, you guys are already doing it. Please keep using this hashtag. And if you're looking for new content, search that hashtag. And if you're looking for new people to connect with, search that hashtag and see who you find. And it's just been incredible. And so you guys listening, if you aren't following it, or, you know, you hadn't heard about it, I strongly encourage you, if you are into Instagram, go and check out the hashtag, hashtag Maestro Show Up to Blow Up. You know, use it in your posts and discover new people, connect with new people. But, you know, kind of circling back to my fear of people not posting because they were scared of the bullies and they're scared of the police. And I was like, how can I combat this? Because I don't want to come off as a bully either, right? I don't want to be a bully to the bullies. And how do I come off? You know, you don't want to point fingers, because when you point one, you got three pointing right back at you. So I have literally been sitting on this episode, or what I'm trying to get across with this episode, for months. And my dude, Jimmy McKay, You know what? I freaking love that guy. He's the host of PT Pintcast. He's really what got me started with this podcast. He let me use his voice for the intro. So that guy, that handsome sounding man in the intro of this, that's Jimmy. He did a post on Instagram the other day, and it was the results of a poll that he had done on Twitter, right? And so the poll reads, the best way to show the value of physical therapy to a patient is to focus on blank. And then here are the three options. A, you and what you have to offer. B, how bad other options are. Or C, the patient and their needs. 93% said the patient and their needs. Amazing. 7% said you and what you have to offer. Not terrible, right? And 0% said how bad other options are, right? So 0% said that the best way to show the value of physical therapy to a patient is to focus on how bad other options are. And I read that and I was like, damn, my dude just put it down. And that is what I want to use for this episode. I am not here to call out other accounts and focus on the other accounts because that doesn't do any good. If my goal is to elevate Instagram, right? In my case, elevate Instagram, it is not going to be done by pointing fingers at those or pointing a finger at those who I feel are pulling it down. Instead, I want to focus on the people who are on Instagram and the people who need to be posting more and are scared. So, this podcast is dedicated to all of you guys. And, you know, I'm hugely, hugely grateful for everyone that showed up for that challenge and everyone that took a leap and believed in themselves and posted and learned just how valuable what they know is and that they can connect with people, other people, lots of people, incredible people, right? The response was overwhelmingly positive. Like, I just got emails and DMs and it wasn't, you know, just about like, oh, I got more followers. Like for some people, that is a good thing. And people got more business out of it. People got asked to be on podcasts. I had someone that, you know, they wrote to me and they were like, the connection though, that has been the best thing. Connecting with old friends, connecting with new friends. And that's why I love this platform so freaking much. So what I want this episode to be about, or what this episode is about, is focusing on the good. And the call to action that I have for you guys is just keep posting. Or for some of you, just start posting. Don't worry about the haters. Don't worry about the police, the Instagram police. Don't worry about the trolls. Just keep posting. If you need inspiration, you need motivation, even though that's a myth, right? If you need motivation, if you need some support, check out that hashtag Maestro Show Up to Blow Up. There is a ton of amazingness in there. Or DM me, right? At the Movement Maestro. You want to talk about it, then message me because I really do just want you guys to feel comfortable speaking up and saying what you have to say because I promise you, it can help someone. I promise you, it is extremely valuable. I promise you, you can connect with so many people that you just didn't know possible. So before I get all sappy-like, I'm going to wrap this up. And I want to read a quote from Lauren. Her name is Lauren B. And I'm going to totally butcher this last name. Shanafee, I'm hoping it's that, but I'm not sure, and I feel really bad, but I just know her as Lauren. But you can follow her on Instagram at lbshanaphypt, and that's spelled Shanaphy. So maybe it's Shanaphy? I'm not sure where the emphasis goes on which syllable or what, but either way, Lauren, I'm very, very sorry. Either way, she put up a post the other day, and I was like, this is it, man. This is the caption. So I'm going to read you this caption and then I'm going to wrap up the episode. So let's do this. In her caption, she wrote, actually the picture is her and her new baby, who is adorable. By the way, guys, that is what gets slid into my DMs. I get pictures of babies and I freaking love it, and pictures of pets, and Instagram is wonderful. So anyway, the caption under the adorable picture of her and her baby says, "Not that long ago, I hung up my social media hat for a bit. Coming back to work after having my son, I started to get back to it. I even committed to the Movement Maestro's Instagram challenge to post every single day for 1 week. It was amazing. I hadn't been posting because I didn't think it mattered. But here's the thing. Sharing matters. Sharing is the source of connection, and I learned a lot. I learned what some of your favorite glute exercises are. I learned that some of you hate the kind of diapers I use, for my son. I learned that some of you are struggling with pelvic floor and postpartum issues years after childbirth. I learned that my son is way more popular than I am. I learned that some of you need help, but didn't realize PT could address your issues. I learned that I can reach more people than I'll ever be able to help in my practice alone, because I can share what others have shared with me, and that's a big deal. Pay it forward and share what you know. Because whether you learned firsthand by experience, oh hey mistakes, or someone else shared it with you, you can help someone by sharing too." Man, that I read that so many times, and this is so freaking good. So my call to action for you guys is to just keep posting. Or just start posting. Thank you again, everyone who joined the challenge and showed up and believed in yourself and took a leap and connected, and just thank you. That meant more to me than I can probably express. So thank you. All right, officially wrapping it up. If you liked this episode, do me a solid, post. If you love this episode, do me a solid, post. If you're feeling so inclined, use that hashtag Maestro Show Up to Blow Up. Alrighty, folks. Thank you. I know you could have been doing anything, but you chose to listen to me. And for that, you know I am endlessly, endlessly appreciative. Until next time, friends, Maestro